This week is Parshas Bahar B'Chukosai, double Parsha. And in a normal year like this, meaning a Shana Peshuta, when it's not a leap year, Bahar B'Chukosai is Shabbos Mevarchim Chodesh Sivan, usually. Which means that, as every Shabbos Mevarchim, the Shabbos Mevarchim connects the 2 months of Iyar and Sivan. Like every Shabbos Mevarchim connects the previous month with the upcoming month.
Move up.
We know that Iyar, as mentioned in the previous weeks, Iyar is the month of the ox. Iyar is Taurus, Mazel Shor. Sivan is Mazel Teumim, in English, Gemini. Teumim meaning twins, which Mefarshim say, Svarim that speak about this, connect it with the Luchos, that were like two twins, Shnei Luchos, two Toros, Torah Shebiksav, Torah Shebalpeh, Shtei Halechem, that they sacrificed on Shavuos. In Rus, we read how Rus went from Moav to Beis Lechem, similar to Shtei Lechem. We also know, as mentioned in previous weeks, that Iyar is the month of Yisachar, according to the Arizal, and Sivan is the month of Zvulun. The way they traveled in the desert, Yisachar traveled before Zvulun. He was also older than him. And the order of the months correspond to the order of the way they traveled in the Midbar, which would mean Yehuda was first, and then came Yisachar, Zvulun. Nisan is Yehuda, Iyar is Yisachar. Sivan, therefore, is Zvulun, which is a question, because we know that Sivan is the month of the giving of the Torah. One would expect then that Sivan should be the month of Yisachar. Yisachar was the Talmud Chacham. Yisachar was the one who learned day and night. Yisachar, like Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, whose Yahrzeit was this week, and we're still in the week of Lag BaOmer, was Toraso Umnaso. His Torah was his occupation, to the point that he was even exempt from Tefillah. He didn't have to daven, he did not daven, he only would stop just to say Kriya Shema. Because his entire day, his entire occupation was Torah alone. As it says in this week's parasha, in B'chukosai Teilechu, Shetiyu Amelim B'Torah, one of his toils in Torah, which the psukim that talk about the blessings of a person who toils in Torah really are referring to the blessings of the future, as the Ramban says. And Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai lived such a life. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai lived a life of the future, as we mentioned last week. Shimon ben Yochai, b'gematria le'osid lovo, his whole life was le'osid lovo. So why is Sivan, the month in which the Torah was given, the month of Zevulun? Zevulun, we know, was the one who went to work. Zevulun is the provider. Zevulun provided for Yisachar. Yisachar was the Talmud Chacham. Zevulun was the one who worked, who was the merchant. Not to say that he didn't learn. He spent most of the day probably learning too, but he did have an occupation. Unlike Yisachar, who didn't work, he learned. And yet Iyar is Yisachar, and Sivan is Zevulun. Being that these two parashios, Bahar B'Chukosai, are connected, and this is the Shabbos that takes us from Iyar to Sivan, from Mazel Shor to Mazel to Umim, from Yisachar to Zevulun, we have to understand what exactly is happening. We're going from Yisachar to Zevulun, it sounds like we're going down. We're going from learning all day to working. We're counting now to Chag HaShavuos, Zman Matan Torah Seinu, a time that we spend the entire night learning. Shavuos is symbolic of Torah learning, that's the Yom Tov. And yet we're going to the month of Zevulun, who is the one who goes to work. Zevulun L'chof Yamim Yishkon, V'yar Choso Al Sidon. And we're going from Mazel Shor to Mazel Teumim. What is the significance of Teumim? What does this exactly mean? What are we doing? And how does it have anything to do with Bahar B'Chukosai, the two parashios, the two connecting parashios, which become one parasha? When we have a double parasha, it's like one, Bahar B'Chukosai. How does this parasha, this double parasha, take us from Iyar to Sivan, from Taurus to Gemini, from Shor to Teumim, from Yisachar to Zevulun? Bahar is the 32nd parasha of Chumash. It's parasha Lamed Beis. B'Chukosai is parasha Lamed Gimel. As we mentioned last week, Lag Ba'Omer falls out in the week of Bechukosai most of the time. Lag Ba'Omer, the 33rd day of the Omer, falls out in the week that we read the 33rd parasha of Chumash. Bechukosai does not begin with a Vav. 95%, if not 99% of parashios and Chumash begin with a Vav. They're all connected. Every parasha is connected to the one before it. Except the few. Bereshis obviously doesn't start with a Vav, it's the beginning. But even the beginning of Shemos is Ve'ele Shemos, Vayikra, Bamidbar starts with the Vav as well. Except for Devarim, Devarim is a separate parasha, Mishnah is a separate Sefer, Mishnah Torah. But Bechukosai, normally read with Behar, one would think that it would be connected with a Vav, like most parashas start with a Vav. It's not. And even though we're learning them together, we're laning them together, Bechukosai begins without a Vav, indicating that it is cut off from Parshas Behar. In fact, it's cut off from all the previous parashas. It's a new beginning. It's Parsha Lamed Gimel. And Lamed Gimel is the future, as we mentioned last week. Lamed Gimel is not this world. This world is the world of Lamed Beis. A person can reach 32 pathways of wisdom. Lamed Beis Nesivos Chochma, like the 32 teeth that we have, hopefully. Lamed Beis Nesivos Chochma, every tooth which is rooted with a root to the brain, as the Svarim tell us, the Lamed Beis Shinayim correspond to the Lamed Beis Nesivos Chochma. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai revealed something new, a 33rd pathway, a pathway of tshuva, even for the worst sinners, as mentioned last week, Menashe, who did tshuva for 33 years, and it's Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai in the Gemara Sanhedrin, who says that Menashe's tshuva is accepted, unlike the other Tanaim who disagreed. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai said that Hashem created a tunnel, a pathway for even Menashe ben Chizkia, who does tshuva for 33 years, connecting himself to La'asid Lovei, when there's a tikkun for everyone. And this tikkun for everyone, where everyone returns to their source and everyone returns to their root, is what we call Yovel, the Jubilee year, the 50th year, which is mentioned in this week's parasha. These two parashas, Behar Bechukosai, have the word Yovel mentioned in them 20 times. The word Yovel is mentioned in the Chumash 21 times. So practically all of them are in these two parashios, with one in Parashas Maaseh, the Im Yehi HaYovel of Bnei Yisrael. But otherwise, this is the parasha of Yovel, Behar, and then later mentioned the Bechukosai as well. Yovel is the time when everyone comes home. Toshuvu Ish El Achuzasai. Everyone returns to their roots. Fields go back to their original owners. Slaves are emancipated. Ukrosem deror ba'oretz l'chol yoshevehu. When Yovel comes, everyone has a tikkun. Even the Eved Ivri, even the Eved Nirtza, the slave who doesn't want to go free even after 6 years, he'd rather stay enslaved to his desires. He'd rather remain with his shivcha kananas. His ear is pierced. He too goes free, as mentioned in this week's parasha, in a Yovel year. Because when Yovel comes, everyone is free. Everyone returns to their root, even Menashe. The Yovel, therefore, symbolizes the future, the world of the future, the world of Mashiach, the world of La'asid Lovei, where we are told, Levilti Yidach Mimenu Nidach. There will be no Nidach. All the Nidachim, all the scattered and dispersed Jews, all the Jews, even those that have strayed so far that it seems that it's impossible that they can return. Im yihi anidachachah b'kzeh hashamayim, misham yikabetzcha Hashem elokecha u'misham yikochecha. Even those that are scattered on the other side of the world, meaning allegorically that they're so far from Yerushalayim, they're so far from Yiddishkeit, they too will return. Everyone comes back when Mashiach comes. As it says, Ubo'u ha'ovdim be'eretz Ashur v'hanidochim be'eretz Mitzrayim v'hishtachavu la'Hashem b'har ha'kodesh b'Yerushalayim. And being that Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai was the neshama of Mashiach, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai was the bechina of Mashiach, who revealed the Torah of Mashiach, the Torah of the future, his yahrzeit, and at the time that he did that was on the 33rd day of the Omer, a number that is associated with Gal Einai v'yabita neflois mitarasecha, Gal, which is Lamed Gimel, which is La'asid Lovei. And therefore, he's the one who insists that even Menashe has a tikkun, and that Menashe did tshuva for 33 years for that purpose. Not 32, 32 would not have brought him to Olam Haba, but 33 does, which is a tremendous chizuk for every yid, that no matter how low a Jew fell, there's always There is a possible tikkun. Obviously, tshuva has to go with it, but there's a possible tikkun for every single year, no matter who it is. And that happens in a yovel year, and shavuos corresponds to the yovel year. Just like there are 49 years of seven Shemitah cycles, which result in the yovel, ukrasem deror ba'aretz l'chol yoshveha, so too there are 49 days of Sfira and a 50th day. The 50th day is shavuos. What the Yovel does in years, Shavuos does in days. So Shavuos is parallel to the Yovel in years, which what Yovel is in the year, Shavuos is in the day. And just like in the Yovel year, the Pasuk says, "Ukrosem deror," deror, which means freedom, emancipation. A Yid, if he counts Sfira properly, if he goes through these days, these weeks, and now we're holding already, about to start the sixth week, the week of Yesod, the sixth week, a Jew is zochet to cheirus on Shavuos. Although we call Pesach zman cheirus, saying, "Oh, that's the freedom from the physical bondage." Shavuos is the yom tov in which a yid can reach the level of cheirus mimalach hamoves, cheirus miyetzah hara, cheirus mishibud goliyos. As Chazal tell us that when Klal Yisrael stood by Har Sinai, the first Shavuos, everyone reached the level of La'asid Lavoi, and if not for Chet Ha'egel, that would have been the Zman HaTikun. So every year, Shavuos has the potential of being the Shavuos of Yovel, of Geula, which the Zohar says that the Geula will be on Shavuos. And that's not a steer to what Chazal tell us, that B'nisan Nigalu, B'nisan Asidin Ligoel, because the emes is that Pesach and Shavuos are really one unit of time. It starts Pesach, it finishes on Shavuos. It begins with the first day of Sfira and it ends with Tisperu Chamishim Yoim Vehikrafta Mincha Chadosha LaHashem, where every Jew is new. Every Jew is a new person, a new beginning, a Zman of Tikkun, and hopefully that this year we'll actually see it. Behar is the 32nd parsha of Chumash. Behar, therefore, is connected to this world. This is a world of 32. 32 Nesiva is Chachma. 32 times it says Hashem's name at the beginning of Bereshis, the Lamed Beis Pa'anim Shem Elikim at the beginning of Bereshis, because that's the beginning of that's the Bria Sa'ilam Elikim, Begamatria HaTeva. Teva goes up to 32, not further. Lamed Gimel is Lamailam and HaTeva. Lamed Gimel is the future. That's Bechukaisai. Bechukaisai is the 33rd parish. It cannot be connected to Behar. It's totally new. That's why it doesn't start with a Vav. And the Yehudim, the promises that I mentioned in Bechukaisai, says the Ramban, they're not for this world, they're for the next world. V'hishbati chayaron min ha'oretz. V'eitz hasod yitein piri, as Chazal say, that means that even the barren trees will bear fruit. Rashi tells us, hein ilonei srak v'asidin la'asos peiros. It would indicate that Rashi also agrees with the Ramban that this is the future, this is not now. V'shaftem lovetach ba'artzachem, that we will be able to sit securely in our land. V'nosati shalom ba'aretz, true peace. V'shaftem ve'enachru, that we will be able to go to sleep at night, not be afraid. V'cherev loisava ba'artzachem, v'hakimaisi es brisi itchem. All this is the future. And Rashi quotes Chazal, that the bris over here, not chas v'shalom like those who say that there will be a new testament, rachman al-Islam, basing it on this pasuk, they base it on this pasuk in Yeshaya. The Korati as Beis Yisrael, as Beis Yehuda, Bris Chadosha. So they say that Chas V'Shalom is a Bris Chadosha. That's not what it is. It's a total renewal. The Bris Chadosha is the Torah of La'asid Lavoi. The Bris Chadosha is the Torah that will be revealed in the future, which is on such a high level, as we mentioned, that the Torah today is considered nothing, hevel, compared to the Torah of Mashiach, that it'll seem like chadosh, it'll seem like a new Torah, but it's not a new Torah. The Medrash says, based on the Pasuk in Yeshaya, Torah me'iti teitze. The Medrash adds the words chadosha, Torah chadosha me'iti teitze. The Torah of the future is referred to as chadosha. The Yom Tov that is called chadosha is Shavuos. Uv'yoyim habikurim v'hakrivchem mincha chadosha l'Hashem. Every year, Shavuos has the potential of being the day in which the bris chadosha will take place, the Torah chadosha me'iti teitze will be revealed. Just like then, the anticipation was waiting for the luchos, waiting for the asaros hadibros, waiting for Torah shebiksav, waiting for the Torah for the first time. We are waiting for something else. We got it already. Our countdown to Shavuos is not to receive what we already have. Of course, there's to recommit ourselves and all that, 100%. But what we're counting down, and every year with renewed hope, that this Shavuos is the time when we will be zeichet to the Bris Chadasha. Bris Chadasha is Begematria Matzmiach Keren Yeshua. That when the Yeshua comes, there will be a Bris Chadasha. And that Bris Chadasha is associated with Chag HaShavuos. Chag HaShavuos is the Yom Tov where Torah was revealed, first in Har Sinai, eventually in Yerushalayim. Ki mitzion teitze Torah u'devar Hashem mi'Yerushalayim. When will the Torah emanate from Yerushalayim? That will be La'osid Lavoi. B'chukaisai, therefore, is a parsha of La'osid Lavoi. B'chukaisai is the 33rd parsha. B'chukaisai takes us to Sivan. Sivan is the month of Ta'omim, Gemini. What's Ta'omim? Ta'omim is the future, when we will connect with Hashem, like twins. There are some twins, identical twins, perhaps Siamese twins, that it says that they know what the other one is thinking. They're so connected, they each know what the other one is thinking. Achas hi yonasi samasi, the pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu refers to every year as his twin. That's the highest level, when a Jew is zoicha to become a twin to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The luchos were mitzumados, they were connected, they were the same size, shnei luchos habris, shtei halechem an shvuas. And every yid is connected to Hashem. We're really originally part of Hashem. Every yid is a chelik of Hashem, a chelik alakam imal mamash, as the pasuk says in Eov, that every Jew is a chelik alakam imal. Every Jew is a nitzitz of elikus. But when we come here and we are placed in a body with an animal soul and so on, with a yetzer hara, there's a disconnect. There's a separation. And the goal is that we reconnect. It's like a chassan and a kala that are originally are one neshama in Shemayim. When they come to this world, the chassan enters a male body and the kala the female body, and then they are separated for a while, and then eventually they reunite. That's the simcha of chassan the kala, the simcha of a wedding, which is the bechina of yovel. That's yovel. Yovel, when everyone goes back to their source, back to their roots, slaves freed, fields returning to their original owners, Chassan and Kala reuniting, becoming the one neshama they originally were. Klal Yisrael originally were Chatzuva mitachas kisei hakavod. Neshama Yisrael are originally connected, part of Hashem. We separate, and our goal through life is to come back and to be reunited with Hashem. And the way to do it is through the Avoda of Olam Hazeh. Going through the trials and tribulations, refining our character traits, which is what Sfira symbolizes. The Chodesh Iyar is a metaphor of Olam Hazeh, Mazel Shor, Taurus, the ox. A person is created with animal behavior, like an ox. Adam Ayar Peri Yivolet. And a person works on his midos, and a person humbles himself, and a person refines his character traits, and a person tries to rid himself of all the animal behavior and become a person. That's why the Omer was Bali. The Omer that was brought on Pesach was from barley, which is animal food. Because we start off like animals. The Shtei Alechem, which was chametz, but the Shtei Alechem was wheat. Wheat is food for humans. The goal is that we become menschen, we become humans. We are transformed from behemoth to Adam. That's the Mazel Shor of Iyar, which Iyar is a metaphor to Olam Hazeh. We have to deal with the Shor, we have to deal with the Bahamias of a person, the animal behavior of a person. Tikkun Hamidos, Pirkei Avos, all that we do during the days of Sfira is really what a person does throughout his entire lifetime. And that's the Avoda of Lamed Beis. Because this is a world of Lamed Beis, 32 times Shem Elokim. Behar is a mountain. Every day we're climbing a mountain. This is a world of climbing, and it's a difficult climb, and sometimes one slips, sometimes we fall, but we have to continue to go to the summit of the mountain. That's Behar. Behar is this world. Miyale Behar Hashem. As the pasuk says in Tehillim, me is begamatria 50. The 50 days, the 49 days up to Shavuos, as we said in the song that we sing, like Ba'aymer, Am Rabbi Akiva, Ashrechem Yisrael, me mitaher eschem, lifnei me atem mitaher. Lifnei means before me, before you get to me, before you get to 50, be mitaher yourselves. Don't wait till 50, meaning don't wait till Shavuos. Don't wait till Olam Haba. A person can't say, well, I'll do it in the next world. You can't do it in the next world. It has to be done here. Lifnei mi atem mitaher eschem. We have to be mitaher ourselves before me. Miyale Behar Hashem. So Behar, parsha number 32, the parsha that we read this week, the first parsha of the two parshas, the 32nd parsha of Chumash, is connected to Iyar, is Mazel Shor. It's because it's having to deal with our animal soul, and therefore we have to work very hard at it and fight the Yetzirah and thus climb. Unlike a Malach who doesn't climb at all. A Malach doesn't have any challenges. A Malach has no Yetzirah. A Malach doesn't have to deal with Shor. A Malach doesn't have to deal with a Nefesh HaBahamis. So a Malach doesn't go up. A Malach stays on the same existence. Its entire, a Malach stays on the same level its entire existence. So Malachim are called Chayos. Not because they're animals, but they're like animals. Animals do things by instinct. A Malach does things by instinct. The Malachim don't get rewarded. Masha'enken, a Jew is Oyle Lamayla. A Jew is able to go higher and higher. A Jew is a Mahalech. A Jew is constantly traveling and going higher and higher, hopefully not going lower and lower. And that's why every day of Sfira, we go higher. The number, the next day is higher than the number before. And if one misses a day, and he can't count with a bracha again. Which that teaches us the value of time, that a day that passes can never be made up. Of course, until Shavuos, you could still count without a bracha, you could still count. It's always possible, as the Kashrut Samagid said, the Pasuk says, Usfartam lachem mimachras ha-shabbos b'yam ha-vichem sheva shabbosa is temima is tehiena ad mimachras ha-shabbos ha-shavi is tisbaru chamishim yam. You got till the last day. Person in his entire life, till the last day of a person's life, till the last breath of a person, tshuva is acceptable. Yes. But when one misses a day, or a year, or a month, it cannot be retrieved. That we see during Sfira. Therefore, Behar is connected to this world. This is a world where we climb mountains. This is the world. Behar is connected to Chodesh Iyar, to Mazel Shor, to Yisachar. Yisachar is Yesh Schar. Why is there schar, says the Pasuk? Why does a Jew deserve reward? Chamor gorem, tells the Sforim, the chomer haguf. Chamor means chomer, the physical, the physicality, the chomer haguf, the materialistic design of a person, which veer us to the other side, which take us to the Bahamias, the Bahamas it sounds like, to the Bahamias, it takes us to the pleasures of this world. It's interesting, it's called Bahamas, the Bahamas. The pleasures of this world are called the Bahamias. The Nefesh HaBahamas, which channel us in the direction of being like animals rather than striving to be human. As a result of that, a Jew deserves reward. That's right, because we have to deal with that. We have a Yetzirah, we have to fight, which is very difficult to fight, especially in our generation, especially now. And we deserve schar. Yesh schar, because chamor gorem, the chomer haguf, is gorem, causes that a Jew deserves schar. And Yisachar symbolized that. Yisachar, it says, could have had a very relaxed life. Vayah menucha ki tov. He could have gone on vacation every week. But vayet shichmo lizbo, the Pasuk says, he decides not to settle for vacation. Vacation is in the next world. But he decides to toil, like a donkey, also a shor and a chamor. Those are the animals that symbolize work, toil. Adam la'omel yula. So Yisachar is the one who toils. He toils in Torah, he toils in Avodah. Yesh schar. There's schar because a person fights his nefesh ha-bahamis, mazel shor. That's Iyar, that's counting sphere, that's this world, that's Behar. When there are no challenges, there are no mountains. And Behar means that there's a challenge. It's very difficult to get to the top of the mountain. That's this world, the world of 32. Then comes Bechukosai. Bechukosai is the next world. All the promises, all the brachos of Parshas Bechukosai, as the Rishonim tell us, are in the world of the future, in the world of Gal, in the world of revelation. Lamed Gimel is Gal, which Gal is revelation. As the Bnei Yisoscha tells us, the Mishnah says in Perkei Avos, Rabbi Elazar said that a person has to strive for a Lev Toiv. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai had 5 Talmidim. He asked each of them to go out into the world and come back and tell me what is the proper path that a person should choose. And they each came back with a different answer. Rabbi Elazar said, Lev Tov. And Rabbi Yochanan said, Roa ani es divrei Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch mi divreichem. Shebechlal devorov divreichem. Lev Tov. That's what a Jew is here for. Lev Tov, says the Bnei Yisoscha, is Begematria 49. The 49 days of Sfira, that's the time to work on Lev Tov. Or as it says in this week's parasha, Vishaftem lovetach be'artzachem. Lovetach is also equal to 49. Lamed Beis, and the Tes Ches is 17. This last 17 days of Sfira begin with Lag BaOmer. There's the first 32, Lamed Beis, and then the last, which is Tov, the last 17 days, starting with Lag BaOmer, which is a day of revelation, a day associated with the future. Here, in the week of Lag BaOmer, where we go from Lamed Beis to Lamed Gimel, we lane Parsha Lamed Beis and Parsha Lamed Gimel, which these two Parshas, B'Habichu Kosai, prepare us for the transition from Shor to Te'umim. Te'umim is in the future, and the future, Gemini, symbolizes the time of the future when Hashem and Klal Yisrael are reunited, when we become one, like Shnei Luchos, Shtei Alechem, which the Shtei Alechem that was sacrificed on Shavuos correspond to the two Torahs, Torah Shebiksav, Torah Shebal Peh. It's one interpretation. Another interpretation is the Torah HaNiglis and the Torah HaNister. That's why in the word Yisachar you have a silent sin and a pronounced sin. The way Yisachar is supposed to be pronounced, correct? It's not Yisachar, like some say, because there is no Nakuda under the second sin. Alpidiktuk, it's supposed to be Yisachar. Why is the second sin silent? Because it refers to the Nister, the part of Torah that is hidden, the part of Torah that is concealed, that will be revealed in the future, which began its revelation on Lag BaOmer in the month of Yisachar, in the month of Iyar. The Shin also stands for Shimon, Rabbi Shimon, and according to the other opinion that Iyar is the month of Shimon, as the Chiddush Yerim says, that all tzaddikim that have the same name are all interrelated, which would mean that Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai has to do with Shimon, with Shevet Shimon. And according to many opinions, as we mentioned the first week over here, Iyar corresponds to Shimon, the second of the Shvatim. And this is the month that we have to be Mesake in Shimon, who was Nichshal in Sinas Chinam, in the fight with Yosef HaTzadik, the beginning of all division, the beginning of all Machlokas and Sinas Chinam in Klal Yisrael began with Shimon's hatred for Yosef, because he was the most guilty of the entire episode. Vayomer Ishel Ochiv, Hinei Balach HaLemos HaLazeh Bo, that's Shimon. And later on, the 24,000 who died because of the chet of Zimri, who was from Shimon, were Nizgalgal, says the Megala Amukas, in the 24,000 Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva who passed away during this time. And had they had Achdus, they would have been Mesake in the chet of the Chav Dalet Elef, who passed away in Shittim. Rabbi Shimon, also named Shimon, whose Nift, who passes away in the month of Iyar, the month of Shimon, according to that opinion, was Mesake. Rabbi Shimon was from the five Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva who did not die during that period. Even though at that time he wasn't yet a student of Rabbi Akiva, as the Gemara says, he became the student later. But Rabbi Shimon was misaking to some degree the chait of the 24 Elif, of the Chav Dalet Elif, who died during this period. And he was the one who was zocheh to begin revealing the part of Torah, the Lamed Gimel, the Gal part of Torah that will be revealed in the future, Halidei Mashiach Tzidkenu, which later was revealed through the Arizal, the Baal Shem Tov, and the other tzaddikim ad hayom hazeh. We see today a tremendous revelation of Chochmas HaKabbalah, Chochmas HaNister, that is being taught and being learned all over the world, like never before. As it says in the Zohar, and the Arizal already prophesied this in his time, that prior to the arrival of Mashiach, Chochmas HaNister will become revealed to everyone. Today there are books in English. Today all the hakbalos, all the limitations of Kabbalah don't apply anymore. Of course, it doesn't mean anyone could just take a Kabbalah sefer and go learn. One has to have a Rebbe, one has to know who he's learning with. But the limitations that existed in prior generations do not exist anymore, as the Svarim tell us. Because it's already the beginning of the revelation, it's starting. It started with Rashbi, it continued with the Arizal, and up until this very time, although we are in a tremendous concealment now, nevertheless, in Torah there's a tremendous revelation. Bechukosai, therefore, is connected with the future. Bechukosai is connected with Sivan. Sivan is a metaphor to the Olam Ha'osid, to Umim, when Klal Yisrael unite totally with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Bechukosai. Bechukosai comes from the word Chakika, says the Baal HaTanya in Likutei Torah. Bechukosai comes from the word Chokak, which means to engrave. The difference between writing and engraving: writing can be erased. When something is engraved, it becomes one with the stone that it's engraved on. You can't erase it. It becomes one with that which you're engraving. Torah has to be chokuk in a person's heart. Yiddishkeit, Judaism, has to be chokuk, not just written, it has to be engraved. We have to become one with the Torah, one with Hashem, Te'umim. And that won't be complete until the Asid Lava, until the future. Therefore, the Chukosai is written without a, it starts without a Vav. It is a new parsha, a new revelation. Although we read Bahar Chukosai together, it's the Schar of the Asid Lava. There's no way we can understand it now. It's Lamayla Min Hadas. It's Adelo Yoda, like Purim and Lag. We know Purim and Lag BaOmer are of the same Bechina. As it says in Halacha, that Purim and Lag BaOmer always fall out on the same day. Peleg. Peleg is the simon. Purim, Lag BaOmer. Purim was Sunday, Lag BaOmer was Sunday. What does that mean? It's not just a joke, a Purim joke. But Lag BaOmer is like Purim. Purim is like Lag BaOmer. Purim is a day of revelation, and Lag BaOmer is a day of Adelo Yoda, because in Lag BaOmer, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai began revealing the part of Torah which now is Lo Yoda. Now we don't know. And as a remez to this, it's interesting that this week's parasha talks about the Batei Orei Chaima, the cities that are surrounded with a wall from the time of Yehoshua ben Nun. When we hear that, we think of Purim. Because when it comes to Purim, we learn about how those who live in cities surrounded by a wall in the time of Yehoshua ben Nun read the Megillah on the 15th of Adar. The only time in Chumash that we talk about cities surrounded by a wall in the time of Yehoshua ben Nun is in this week's parasha, which is Lag BaOmer time, to show us the connection between Lag BaOmer and Purim. Tonight, I'm not, have in mind not to be Yotzei the Sfira, but tonight starts the sixth week of Sfira. The sixth week is the Midah of Yesod, Bris, Midah of Yosef HaTzadik, which many Svarim tell us, that's the Mazel Shor of Ior. Ior is the axe. The axe is Yosef, which throughout a person's life, that's the greatest challenge. Dealing with the Midah of Yosef HaTzadik, the Midah of Yesod, which is this, the sixth week of Sfira, corresponds, Kichol Bashamayim V'Oretz. Kichol is B'Gematria Yesod. That's why, historically, this is the week that Amalek began his battle against Klal Yisrael. The famous war of Amalek, which we read on Purim, happened Lag BaOmer time. Vayavo Amalek vayilochem Yisrael birefidim. When was that? Says the Seder Olam, that was on Chav Gimel Iyar. That's this week, a few days, in the month of Iyar. That's why Iyar, as we mentioned last week, stands for Oiva Yashuvu Yevoishu Roga. The greatest enemy of the Jewish people is Amalek. And Amalek's war against Klal Yisrael is Asher Korcha Baderech Keri Tuma Bris Vayizanev Becha, as Rashi says, Hayachaytech Milois V'Zarkon L'mayla. Amalek came in the sixth week of Sfira. Amalek came in the week of Yesod, that we find throughout this parasha, Yim Telchu Imi Keri, over and over again, at the Tochach of the Chukosai, which incidentally, Rashi tells us in Parshas Nitzavim that there are 49 klolos in Parshas B'chukosai, corresponding to the 49 days of Sfira. Every day of Sfira, every day that we elevate ourselves, every day that we count Sfira properly, every day that we do what we're supposed to during this time, we remove a klola. And one may ask, what are the 49 klolos doing in Parshas B'chukosai based on what we just said, that B'chukosai is the parasha of La'osid Lovo? La'osid Lovo, there will be klolos? What's the Tochacha doing in Parshas B'chukosai? B'chukosai is the 33rd parasha of Chumash. It doesn't start with a Vav. It's a total, it's Chadosha, it's a new era, it's Bris Chadosha, connected to Mincha Chadosha. And yet it has in it the Klolos. And the answer is, perhaps, one answer. Because then we'll understand the Klolos. Today the klolos are lo yada. No one understands the klolos. We don't understand why. No one knows why there was a Holocaust. No one can give a reason, even though many do, but no one knows. It's ada lo yada. We don't know why there's so much pain and suffering in the world. We don't know why there were suicide bombings in Eretz Yisrael. We don't know what's going on now. We don't have another you can explain it to us. It's tot, it's anoichi haster aster ponai by yom hahu. However, la osid lavo, everything will be revealed. The klolos will be brachos. Everything will understand everything then. As impossible as it sounds now, because it doesn't sound like there's any understanding. There can't be any understanding. Right, in this world, we can't understand it. In this world, it's adalo yada. But in the future, it will be understood. So purposely, the klolos are in parashas b'chukosai, in the parasha of la'asid lavai, to tell us that then, yes, in la'asid lavai, all of these klolos will be brachos. that will be understood. As it says, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, as the Gemara says in the Ma'ariv Katan, that he was the one who sent his son to receive a bracha, or he was the one that they sent to receive a bracha, they sent to him. And it sounded like he cursed the individual, the Gemara talks over there in Ma'ariv Katan. It looked like it was a curse, and the Gemara explains that it just looks like a klala, but really he purposely garbed the bracha in a klala so that the kochas hachitzonim should not be able to grab it away, but really it was a bracha in disguise, and it's a much higher bracha, as the Sfarim, the Arizal, and others tell us that the klalos are really much greater than the brachos. Because the brachos, we see that they are brachos, the klalos, we don't. Eis hasheyeh hava Hashem yorchiyach. It comes from Alma Diskasya. Kiyodu, it comes from the Shem Yudke, it comes from a much higher level than the brachos, and that's why they are dafke in the chukosai, in the parasha halamed gimel, because at that time, in the time of Gal, in the time of the future, we will understand all these clothes will all make sense. We'll understand why it had to happen, and we'll understand that every one of these clothes is really a bracha. So therefore, this week, this Shabbos, Shabbos Mevarchim Chodesh Sivan, which is also Shabbos Chazak, it's interesting that in every sad period of the year, there's a chazak. There's a chazak during the 3 weeks. We finish Matos Masay, also a double parsha, which is a symbolic of Achdus, as we mentioned last time. Parshios Mechuboros. So you always read a double parsha in a difficult time, and a chazak in a difficult time. You have now, in the time of Sfira, when we mourn the loss of the 24,000 students of Rabbi Akiva, we have a Shabbos Chazak, to be mechazek us. We have a double parsha, which the double parsha symbolizes achdus, letters, parshios, uniting, Jews uniting. Every Jew is a letter in the Sefer Torah. The same time during the 3 weeks, we have Matos Masay, and we have a Shabbos Chazak. We also have a Shabbos Chazak in Chodesh Teves, right before Asara, or after Asara B'Teves, Vayechi. We have a Shabbos Chazak at that time. To give us chizuk. Chizuk in a time when chizuk is necessary. This parsha, this Shabbos, is the Shabbos that takes us into the month in which the whole purpose of why the world was created occurred. The whole reason why Hashem created the world. Yom Hashishi v'yichulu Hashemayim v'ha'aretz. Yom Hashishi, says Rashi in Chumash, is the sixth day of Sivan. The reason why Bereshis Vara Elokim is because of Yom Hashishi, because of what's going to happen on the sixth day of Sivan. On Shavuos, Vayered Hashem al Har Sinai. Hashem came down on Har Sinai and dwelled in this world. He came here to live. He came here to feel Hamish, to live among us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created billions and billions and trillions of worlds with Malachim, Srafim, Vayfanim, Vachayas, HaKadosh, Vachulu. Says the Medrash, says what we say in davening all the time as well, but his desire is only to be with us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu liyos dira b'tachtonim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's desire, the Medrash Tanchuma says in Parshas Naso, that Hashem's desire is to be in this lowly planet, in this earth. He wants to be with us. He wants to dwell with us. And that's what Zevulun is. We're going from Yisachar to Zevulun. It would seem that we're going lower. No, we're going higher. We're going from Shor to Teumim, from Taurus to Gemini, from Bahar to Bechukosai, from Sfira to Shavuos, to Mincha Chadosha LaHashem, to Bris Chadosha, to Torah Chadosha, Me'iti Teitzei. That's Zevulun. What's Zevulun? What does Zevulun mean? Says the Pasuk, when Zevulun was born, his mother, Leah, said, Hapa'am Yizbeleini Ishi. Now my husband will make, says Rashi, Iker diraso lo yehe ela imi. His main abode, his main dwelling will now be in my tent. He's going to come and he's going to stay with me all the time because I bore him. So Zevul means Yizbeleini, Zevul means dwelling place. Zevul Nun, Nun is 50. The 50th day, which is Shavuos, Yovel, we are, if we count Sfira properly, we all experience Zevul. We all experience that Hashem comes to live with us. Hashem comes to make his Dira B'tachtonim. That's perhaps also Deror Ba'aretz. Yovel is called Deror. And Rashi says, why is it called Deror? Because it comes from the word Dira. Because a person who's free can live wherever he wants. Dor B'chol Mokom Sherotza. Unlike a slave who does not have the freedom to live wherever he wants, he doesn't experience Deror. A person who experiences chayrus experiences deror. Deror ba'aretz. Mordechai HaTzadik was called Mor Deror. Another connection between Purim and Lag BaOmer. Purim time, we learn Parshas Kisi, so we learn about Mor Doror. Now, and Lag BaOmer time, we learn about Doror BaOr. It's the only two times in the Chumash that the word Doror ever appears, is Purim and Lag BaOmer time. Because both are days that a Jew can experience total freedom. Adelo Yoda, a person goes into another world of Adelo Yoda, the total Amunah. Amunah is Lamaila ben Adas. Like Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai experiences on Lag BaOmer what Mordechai HaTzadik and Esther bring us on Purim. What we are zochet to on Purim, we also can experience on Lag BaOmer. The Simcha, if one saw it himself, if one was in Meiron on Lag BaOmer, one sees. And on Lag BaOmer in Meiron, it's like Purim in all the Jewish neighborhoods here, and much more, without getting dressed up. But it's the same concept. Lag BaOmer and Purim are one and the same. They're both days of tremendous Simcha, like the way it's going to be in the future. Music, even by a grave, dancing by a grave, it's still a cemetery, and yet there's such Simcha, it's La'asud Lava, it's Chiyas HaMesim, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai's Begamatri Mechaya Mesim, Kiyodua. Tremendous Simcha. Deror ba'aretz. Deror means dira. Dira means the fact that we can dwell wherever we want. That Hashem, what it really is referring to, at least spiritually, that we can experience deror ba'aretz, meaning that Hashem is among us. Hashem is comfortable to come into every Jewish home. Hashem is everywhere in a revealed state. That's deror. That's zevulun. Zevul nun. That's the Shar Hanun. The Shar Hanun is the 50th level of wisdom which a Jew is zochet to in the La'asud Lavay. Today we can only experience 49. The Gemara says in the Dorim that there were 50 gates of wisdom that were given to this world. 49 Moshe acquired until the last day of his life. The Gemara doesn't mention the last day of his life. It says that he only acquired 49. The Mizritch Magid said that he reached the level of 50 on the last day of his life, and that's why the mountain that Moshe goes up to on the last day of his life is called Nunbo. On that day, he reaches the level of Nun. Zevul Nun. Vayered Hashem al Har Sinai is Begematria Shar Hanun. That's when the level of Nun came down to this world. The words Hapam Yizbaleini Ishi, which is what Leah said when Zevulun was born, that now my husband will make his dwelling place with me, which is also a remez. Ishi means my husband, means Hashem. Hashem is our husband, will make his dwelling place with us. Hapam Yizbaleini Ishi is also equal to the words Shar Hanun. Shavuos we lain Rus. Rus also experienced this tremendous transformation. She went from Moab to Beis Lechem. We see throughout the whole story of Rus that Rus is traveling from Moab to Beis Lechem. Moab is equal to 49. She's going through the 49 steps. She's going through the 49 days of Sphira. She's going through transformation. She's being Metaher herself, and she's becoming Rus. Rus Begematria 606. That's how many mitzvahs we received on Har Sinai. 606 mitzvahs, because a goy has seven. Together with the 606 mitzvahs that a ger is makabel on himself, which all of us are considered gerim on Shavuos, every yid became a yid on Shavuos, that's the word Rus. That's why we learn Rus, and we read the Aseres Hadibros and Parshas Yisro. Yisro also has the letters Resh Vav Tuf in his name. And the Perek in the Gemara that talks about Matan Torah is in Shabbos, and Perek Rabbi Akiva, who was also a ger. Rabbi Akiva, Yisro, Ben Geir, Rabbi Akiva, Yisro, and Rus. And Rus's goal, together with Naomi, is to come to Shtei, to Beis Lechem, to Shtei Lechem, to Shtei HaLechem. B'tchilas Ketzir Seorim. She comes back together with Naomi, Hashava Mizdei Moyav. She returns from Zdei Moyav to Beis Lechem. And she comes, it says, between Pesach and Shavuos, that's why we read it on Shavuos. She returns to her root. One may ask, what root? She's a Gioris, she was a Goy. Says the Chidah, the Gemara never says Goyshen is Gayer. The Gemara always says Gershen is Gayer, because a Ger is really had the neshama of a Yid already before, just was concealed. He was already a Ger before. She was a Geris before. They just didn't know it. So they were also once there, and they Kashavim means she returns. That means that Rus was already there. She comes back. She's experiencing this Bechina of Yovel, this Doror Ba'aretz. Together with Naomi, coming back from the field of Moab, she brings with her the nitzitz of David HaMelech, the nitzitz of Mashiach. That's why Rus ends off with V'yishai Hoylid es David, the yard site of David HaMelech. David HaMelech was Nifter on Shavuos, as it says in Yerushalmi. Tosfos brings it down in Chagiga that David meis ba'atzeres. Shavuos is called Atzeres. We transform Tzara'as to Atzeres. Tzara'as is the same letters as Atzeres. Tzara'as, which we read about in Parshas Dasriya Mitzora, which comes about as a result of Midos Ro'os, of Gaiva, of Lashon Hara, which expels a person from Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, is turned around to Atzeres. Shavuos is called Atzeres. Shavuos, every Jew comes home. Toshuvu ish elachuzoso. And this Shabbos prepares us for this transition that we are making during these days as we prepare from the Yemei HaSfira. We go from Iyar to Sivan, from Shor to Te'umim, from Yisachar to Zevulun, meaning the Zevulun of Zevul, Zevulun meaning dwelling place, that Hashem is here to stay permanently. There were times that that the Shechina was here, we felt it, but then it left after the Chatei Tzadas, after the Chatei Egel, after other Chatoyim. Shavuos, the Shechina came back. Every year, the aspiration has to be, the anticipation is that this Shavuos is going to be the Zevul Nun, the time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to come back to us and stay with us. Hapam Yizbaleini Ishi. That's why the Beis HaMikdash is called Beis Zevul. In Melachim, it's referred to as the house of the dwelling house. The word Zevul is used, Beis Zevul. Says the Zohar that on Shavuos, Bei Yivkun Migolusa Berachim, that Klal Yisrael will be redeemed from Golus on Shavuos. Because Shavuos is the yantif of Chadoshav. Uviyoim HaBikurim, Behakrivchem Mincha Chadosha LaHashem. Behakrivchem Mincha Chadosha LaHashem is Begamatri Luvolitzio in Goyel Ulishove Fesha B'Yaakov. It's interesting too that in these two parashios, Behada Chukosai, the word Geula is found more than any other time in Chumash. 14 times it says Geula in these parashios. The Goal is Minkar Ochiv. Geula Tihi Eloi. B'shnas Hayoyvel Azois, we have Geula Titinu Ba'oretz. There should be Geula in the land. Geula will come through our Tikkun Hamidos, through our Achdus. Geula Titinu Ba'oretz is B'gematria Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ha'or. When Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ha'or, we will experience Geula. Geula Titinu Ba'oretz. And that's what's the word Chadosha. If you take the word Chadosha, Bris Chadosha, Mincha Chadosha, if you take the word Chadosha and you spell it, that's called b'milua, or gematria. Those who are into gematrias, there's something called the gematria b'milua, which means the entire word. Chadosha, the word chadosha itself is equal to 317. But if you take a ches, and it becomes ches yud tof, ches. Shin is shin yud nun. Dalet is dalet lamet tof. Hey is hey hey. That means the entire word, the milu'oi, chadosha is begamatria vayichan sham Yisrael neged ha'har, or geula titin ula oretz. That's when we'll be zocha to chadosha, to the true chidush, the true renewal, Torah chadosha me'iti teitzei, geula titin ula oretz, through our achdus, Baruch Hashem, right now, there's a tremendous achdus in Klal Yisrael due to an unfortunate situation where there's one yid experiencing terrible, terrible situation that he's in as a result of what's going on with Shalom Mordechai ben Rivka. And yidin all over the world in an unprecedented and unbelievable achdus of all different groups that would never talk to each other, unfortunately, groups that have no shaykhs whatsoever one to the other, and yet everyone is joining together in this amazing effort to be poda this shavui, pidyon shvuyim, which is one of the greatest mitzvahs, if there's any mitzvah greater. And through this tremendous effort, there's an amazing achdus that Klal Yisrael is experiencing now. Hopefully it'll remain, it'll stay. It's something which unfortunately never happens. All the years, there's everything but except achdus. Achdus is something which unfortunately, that we know, is very difficult to attain. But yet now there's a tremendous achdus. Let's hope that this achdus will lead us to Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ha'or Ke'ish Echad Belev Echad, that this year we can all be zochet to Kimitzion Teitzei Torah, Dvar Hashem Yerushalayim, and to be makriv the shtei halechem in the Beis Hamikdash Hashlishi, sheyivana b'meherav yomeinu, we should be zochet this year, Tavshin Ayin, that we should already be there. This Shavuos, mi makabel the Torah chadosha me'iti teitzei, mi pivshal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, umi pivshal Mashiach.
Amen.
Good evening.